Okay, so
it's hotter than Satan's nuts back here.
I thought y'all caught a break weather-wise.
We did for like a day and a half, and now we're at 97. And for the next really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, 100 plus.
Mm.
I don't like you right now.
I don't care, man. I don't care.
There is no football going on today. But there was football going on over the weekend, and so it was time to go do some fun time interviews. And so we decided that we would go do that. And, yeah, hand me your audio cord over there.
There you go.
And it was time to have Bad Analogy Guy make a comeback.
I like this dude.
So Bad Analogy Guy will ask a football question and then relate it to something that doesn't really make sense or belong in a football question.
Right, that has nothing to do with anything.
Right, it's just an analogy that's just ridiculous. And so we've rummaged through a couple of these in the past, and I've had very little reaction from the players. They just kind of gloss right over it. And so we wanted to take another swing at it.
Which is funny in and of itself.
Yeah, for sure, that they just completely are just like, what? You know, they just completely avoid it at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd take another run at them. And so went out and talked to number 48 in your playbook, the linebacker Joe Thomas, who was very happy to talk to me after practice. He was signing autographs, and I think I got him away from autographs. And so he was like, yeah, yeah, let's do this.
So you served a purpose, huh?
I think so. I think so. So here we go. Here is Bad Analogy Guy with Cowboy player man Joe Thomas.
Does the monotony of camp set in, like the routine of it all at this point, or is that like asking a tuner to do the Charleston?
A tuner to do the Charleston. I mean, the routine is all, it's there, man. I mean, if you're a pro, you have to have a routine, and you're not going to come out and perform the way you want to perform.
So routine is good?
Routine is good, yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of military-esque.
Yeah.
How tight do the position groups get during training camp, since you guys are always together, or is that like, you know, barring a shrimp plate from the skipper on Gilligan's Island?
Oh, my God. What kind of questions are these? I mean, they get very tight. You know, we from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., we're together, man. So it's always conversation, and we always grind it together. And when you grind together and you work together, man, it naturally comes. It naturally, the bond naturally grows.
Are your specific position coaches the hardest on you guys, like, say, above the way Garrett is? Or is that like Jerry Garcia on the toilet after a night at Los Pollos Hermanos?
I don't know how Jerry Garcia is on the toilet, but, you know, our position coaches are usually, you know,
he's listening.
The loudest?
Yeah, the loudest, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. With all the contract talk going on, you guys are handling it pretty well. I mean, no one's really freaking out or anything. It's just business as usual, like Captain Lou Albano doing his best Terry Stotts impression.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
The ship goes, man. Can't worry about losing my real.
So at this point, he's starting to look. He's starting to kind of, you know, eyeball me a little bit and kind of look around and do other things. And I don't know if it's Captain Lou Albano or Terry Stotts or what it was.
Jerry Garcia on the toilet at a Pollos Hermanos.
At Los Pollos Hermanos.
Well, you can tell after the pause after Terry Stotts, and he's like, okay.
The loudest?
Yeah, the loudest, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. With all the contract talk going on, you guys are handling it pretty well. I mean, no one's really freaking out or anything. It's just business as usual, like Captain Lou Albano doing his best Terry Stotts impression.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
The ship goes, man, and you can't worry about who's not here or what's going on, man. You just have to focus on yourself and focus on the team and try to get better every day.
Has Jason, well, I've noticed he's lost his voice in a couple of press conferences, so he's gotten after you guys, I'm sure. Is that typical, what you've seen here the last couple of years, or does he need to relax like a Richard Gere hamster listening to Chet Baker?
Oh, my God. I mean, I haven't really noticed his voice, man, so I couldn't tell you.
You haven't noticed his voice?
Nah, I haven't noticed it. Sounds the same to me.
All right. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, have you guys noticed the offense with Kellen Moore, like significant changes, or are they more subtle changes, like a green bean casserole from Cat Stevens?
Cat Stevens, I never ate there. It's pretty good?
Yeah, it's solid.
He thinks it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
As far as Kellen Moore, I think he's juicing it up, man. It looks great over there.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know, you can tell for sure noticeable differences.
It looks great over there. It looks explosive over there.
Okay. All right. With the first preseason game looming, can you guys start to think about that? Or is this one day at a time with you guys? Like a Peruvian lawnmower with Hidden Valley Ranch as the gasoline?
Hidden Valley Ranch as a gasoline. Oh, my God, bro. What are you getting these questions from? What is this?
What is this?
What the hell? It's one day at a time, man. I don't even know who we play in the first preseason game.
You don't even know. Come on. You have no idea.
Tomorrow we going against. I'm going against Dak Prescott in the offense. That's all I know.
You're going to Hawaii at some point, right?
Are we?
You don't even know?
I'm not sure, bro.
Have you been to Hawaii?
I have been to Hawaii.
When are you going back?
Oh, for real?
Business sense, though.
Oh, okay, then.
He didn't even know they're going to Hawaii.
See, this interview had some functionality.
Yeah. You came up with his itinerary.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Yes, you're going to Hawaii. What's the deal with the kickers kind of hanging out on the field doing their own thing over there? They barely break sweat, like Lana Turner doing bareback on Jim Leyritz.
Bareback? I mean, that's what they do, man. They just kick balls. They get special treatment, you know.
Okay, fair enough. Alfred coming in. Alfred's a special dude, and it makes the running back seem even more attractive, whether or not Zeke's here or not. You guys are all confident in that position, no matter what, moving forward, or is that like training Wayne Newton to kill a Reese's monkey?
A Reese's what?
Monkey.
Monkey? Now, what is that?
It's a small, little monkey.
Is it the small monkey, like the light brown?
Yes.
White mouth? Oh,
yeah.
Pretty good. Okay, man, that's National Geographic right there, man. That was the question?
The running back position, solid with Alfred.
I mean, running backs are, they're here, you know. They're drafted. Two great young running backs. They look pretty good, so, you know, the ship keeps going, man. We got a great old line, so they're going to open up holes for.
You pass the test. This was something called bad analogy guy, where every question was followed by a ridiculous analogy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Dude, he was so focused on the analogies that he couldn't even, he didn't even know what the questions were half the time. What was that again? Running backs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got him.
He's pretty cool.
A green bean casserole by Cat Stevens.
Yeah. Is that a good restaurant?
Yeah, like Bill Miller's barbecue. Cat Stevens casseroles. What was the one? I kind of tried to write it down. Like a Richard Gere hamster listening to Chet Baker?
Yeah.
Is that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That
right.
Was insane.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what bad analogy guy does.
Right. He comes up with bad analogies.
Yeah. He was in rare form today.